Winning Edge Investments, start betting like a professional. Dean Evans joins us to go through the Group 1s now in Sydney tomorrow afternoon. G'day, Dino.
G'day, Gareth. How are you going?
I am very well, mate. Let's start with the Australian Oaks, which is the first of the Group 1s there at Royal Randwick tomorrow. And can't wait for this clash. This should be a beauty. We've got Orchestral that's at $1.65. She dominates the market at the moment. Then we go down to Sardozi, who's next best there with Bet365 at around $3, I should say $4.50. And then horse like Sardozi, $4.60. Autumn Angel, $7. Tutelavita at $10. And then Quintessa at $15.
Yeah, look, a good race there. The Oaks often is a race where the horses in the market do well. My own of the last 12 winners, it's sort of been the first or second favourite. And not a lot of speed this year. We've got maybe Bush Girl setting the tempo and sort of Dances with Hooves and Autumn Angel up there. You'll get sort of Quintessa, Orchestral and Tutelavita taking handy positions. Orchestral is obviously the superstar filly, been incredibly impressive winning the Karaka Millions, Avondale Guineas, the Derby. And she was pretty good winning the binary up a slow tempo. I think the key danger to her is certainly Zardozi won the Edward Manifold and the VRC Oaks very impressively last prep at a much quicker time in sectionals and winning the VRC Oaks than Riff Rocket when it won the Derby and obviously came out and won the ATC Derby. She was very impressive winning the far lap first up. And I thought she was a good third to Orchestral last, there was that very slow speed up front. Her sectionals were as good as sort of Orchestral up 2,400 metres suits. Probably the other one who could run a bit of a race is Quintessa, who's hit the line well before from the Odds of Guineas, and then the second, the Alistair Clark. The only horse who's come from the Alistair Clark in the last 12 years to run the ATC Oaks was El Patroness, who won by 2.5 lengths in 2022. It's certainly a clash here between, I think, Orchestral and Zardozi. And I think if there's any chips in Orchestral's armour, particularly given she's coming into this seventh round of prep, and I think Zardozi is the one who can run her down.
What about Circle of Fire in the Sydney Cup? He's at $5. Ashran at $7. Athabascan, Johnny O'Shea gave a wonderful push for his day yesterday on Giddy Up Stable Mail at $8.50. Calipor, the Group 1 winner there the other day in the Tancred at $8.50. A Maid at $11. Serpentine at $12. Stablemate Military Mission at $15. Glentaneous at $16. Manzois at $17. Who wins the Sydney Cup, mate?
Yeah, look, there's an above-average speed here. Major Beale and Serpentine will push to the lead. Sort of Calipor, Torrens and Military Mission are likely to be reasonably forward. Circle of Fire, the chairman has produced sort of 5 winners in the last 12 years, so that's been a good lead-up. But I think that was a very weak addition. Is drawn wide, which even for a race like the Sydney Cup, there hasn't been a winner in the last 12 years who's drawn wider than 13. And four-year-olds actually have a poor record in this race. There hasn't been a four-year-old winner in the last 12 years, with pretty much all the winners coming between 5 and 7-year-olds. So I think Circle of Fire is a bit of a false favourite. I thought Ashran, he was second in the Geelong Cup, fourth in the Melbourne Cup last, probably won the Pakenham Cup really comfortably, and then came around a good third in the Tancred. I think Ashran's a really big chance. Mirajan, the Kiwi, the 2 starts over 2 miles, the 2 wins, won an Auckland Cup last start and a New Zealand Cup. And I think, in a race where Tony doesn't have a query over 2 miles, he's going to be very strong again. And Military Mission is the class stayer. You won a Newcastle Cup and Herbert Power and Zipping Classic last prep. He was a good fifth in the round, but when it was probably ridden upside down. And then again in the Tancred when, he would get ridden upside down to lead. It was beaten 6. I think from the wider gate, they're going to ride him colder, which more suits his style. And so keen on Ashran at the price is the main bet, but I think at nice double-figure odds, Mirajan and Military Mission Definitely strong chances in this race.
Yeah, I agree with you with Ashran. I think he'd be mighty hard to beat in the Sydney Cup. What about the Queen Elizabeth? Fia Sistina at 220. Pride of Jenny at 420. Cascadian at 9. Mr. Brightside at 10. Place to Carousel at 11. And then Charles Wolf at $13. Fascinating race. Three different form lines to take in consideration. You've got the Derby with Charles Wolf. You've got the Australian Cup / All-Star Mile with Pride of Jenny, Cascadia and Mr. Brightside. And then you have the Group 1 featured there, the Tancred, wasn't it? Via Sistina and Place to Carousel, the two imports. So which way are you going here, mate?
Yeah, I think the fascinating element of this race is just the difference in the race shapes. The All-Star Mile and the Australian Cup that, you know, Cascadia and Mr. Brightside, Pride of Jenny all came out of. They ran 21 lengths quicker than standard for the first sectional in the All-Star Mile, and 15 lengths quicker than standard for the first half in the Australian Cup. And overall, they ran plus 17.5 and plus 6 for those two races. Conversely, the horses coming out of the round at Via Sistina and Plus to Carousel, they ran 27 lengths lower than standard for the first half. And then 7 lengths quicker than standard for the second half, but they were minus 19 lengths overall that time to standard in the Rambert. So you've got this horse, you know, Via Sistina, who is obviously a very impressive one, pretty much untouched, you know, coming off the plane first up from overseas and then winning, but running 19 lengths lower than standard. And then you've got these rock-hard horses, you know, Pride of Jenny and Cascadian, who've been running sort of 17 lengths and 6 lengths above standard in these strong races and coming into it. So, you know, like you said, Gareth, very interesting different form lines. For me, I think Via Sistina is a very impressive horse. We just don't know how good she is, but she couldn't have done more than just winning very easily in that run. But, you know, I was very keen on Cascadian in the Australian Cup, and I just don't see any reason he can't repeat here. He's got the exact same race shape as Pride of Jenny. You know, again, trying to run them into the ground. I think Lindemann will be there to add pressure at some point. You know, Chael Wolf will probably come up a bit to try to utilise his weight and Zarek. And so I think there'll be a decent tempo here. It's certainly not going to be anything like the Randwick where they walk up front. And so, you know, I still think Cascadian's just flying, and they ran better closing sectionals than Mr. Brightside in the All-Star Mile, and he flew home to win the Australian Cup. And he's just flying. He likes to cut out of the ground. She'll get it round. Look, runs a strong 2,000. I just think of the prices. I'm keen again on Cascadian. And I think you can just save on Via Sistina, who's obviously the one who could just jump out of the box and be our wait for age star for a long time. For me, they're probably the two players and probably the only other horses who can win a Plastic Carousel who ran second to Via Sistina. And he's probably going to appreciate a stronger tempo, being a 2,400-metre horse, and then Pride of Jenny, obviously, if she gets her own way up front, she's going to run another big race.
Yeah, it's going to be a great race, the Queen Elizabeth. Can't wait for it. And then we've got the Queen of the Turf. So Gotcha's at 380 with Bet365. A Tissue's been saved for this race, or decided to go to the Queen of the Turf so she can defend his title instead of the Queen Elizabeth. She's at $5. Tropical Squall at $7. Alentia at $8. Samana's in great form at $11. Macarena at $13. Ruthless Dame at $17. And then Campanessa is at $19. Big prices for the rest here, Dino.
Yeah, and it's actually been a race where big priced horses have done very well. In fact, in the last 12 years, the first and second favourites have only won one race. So it really has been a race for runners at big odds. And trying to narrow it down, what's quite interesting is over the last 10 years, 9 of the 10 winners were either off a 7 or 14-day break. They tend over this, you know, tough mile for the fillies and mares to struggle, even off a 3-week break, let alone a 4-week break. And we've got our favourites who gotcha coming off a 4-week break, as well as others in the market like Samana and Tropical Squall. Another thing, 9 of the winners have drawn between barriers 1 and 8. And again, it's tough from those really wide barriers, 9 plus only one winner. And again, also in the market like sort of Campionessa and Alentia, you know, drawn wide. I think a tissue really stands out for me, even though horses in the market don't have a great record in this race. He won this race last year in dominant fashion, second in the Empire Rose, won the McKinnon, won the Blamey. Her third in the Australian Cup, obviously, to Cascadian and Pride of Virginia. Well, that's just the absolute grade A, A1 form. So I think a tissue really is the one to beat. I think some of the others, just they're either coming off sort of a 3 or 4 week break, or they've drawn wide. And so the other one that sort of, from a profile perspective, really stood out was Alentia. Just absolutely bolted into an emancipation by 2.8 lengths. Her sectionals were unbelievable, 8 lengths above standard for the last 6 times. She ran the quickest last 400 and last 200 of the entire day. And that was a day that had, you know, orchestral and the Tancred and that sort of thing. She maps nicely. She's flying. And so I think she gets to be a strong chance too, but very, very keen on a tissue with the class and air with the Linty of the danger.
Can't wait for it, mate. Day 2 of the championships. Love your insights. And if you're listening this morning and you want to be involved with Winning Edge Investments, all you need to do is go to Winning Edge Investments. You type in SEN and you get a lifetime discount of 25%. Is that right?
That's right.
Beautiful. That's all we need to know. Hey, Dino, you go and get them this week, mate. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, cheers, Gareth. Good luck to everyone.
There's Dean Evans there. Thanks to WinningEdgeInvestments.com. Tips and ratings from professional punters on horse racing and footy.